The United States has long tried to pressure China to become more democratic and respect the human rights of its people. U.S. diplomats take a similar message to many countries around the world. It's a long-standing American goal to spread democracy, and it's likely to remain so under the next U.S. president. James Traub has a new book called The Freedom Agenda, Why America Must Spread Democracy, Just Not the Way George Bush Did. He says promoting democracy is a worthy goal, but getting certain nations to change their ways won't be easy.
There are countries whose history is so profoundly undemocratic that its citizens have gotten accustomed to a kind of numb surrender to power. In China, people really don't want democracy, I think, because the system they have right now serves them well. I suppose this is true right now of Russia as well.
You know, as you talk about China and Russia, I'm wondering whether the economic contagion that's sweeping the world could actually bolster calls for democracy.
Well, in one surprisingly indirect way, when oil is $140 a barrel, the autocratic states, which are oil states, above all Russia, Venezuela, Iran, are effectively immune to any kind of domestic opposition because they're just doing so well, even if they're corrupt and incompetent. If oil drops to $70 a barrel, $60 a barrel, well, suddenly they don't have that kind of cushion. And suddenly domestic sources of criticism become much more salient. I think we will definitely see that with Iran. I suspect we'll see that with Venezuela. Actually, Russia has been the most prudent in terms of building up big stockpiles of cash. They may be the most immune of those three to those calls.
It sounds almost like what you're saying is that there's kind of a before and after shot with this economic crisis in terms of democracy.
Well, weak states now are reeling under the economic bailout as they were reeling before under the high cost of food and fuel. And you're going to see a lot of third world weak democracies who have the combined problem of the high cost of food and reduced areas under cultivation because of global warming. It's going to cut out their economic base, and it's going to really make it that much more difficult for democratic governments to retain their legitimacy among the people.
What sort of carrots and sticks, though, can a new administration use when there is a sort of unprecedented need for global cooperation on the economic front?
Well, the carrots are things like economic assistance. You know, Obama has made a big point throughout the campaign of saying development assistance to weak states to help them reform, including to become more democratic, is central to his worldview. And yet at the vice presidential debate, when Joe Biden was asked, name a program that you're going to have to cut back because of the cost of the economic bailout, the only one he mentioned was foreign assistance.
Here's a human nature question. What do you think people around the world prefer, a healthy, vibrant economy or human rights and the right to vote?
Clearly, a lot of people are going to say, well, I want to have a better life. It'd be nice to have a vote, but first I have to have a better life. But I think at a pretty basic level, when people are beyond immediate concerns about getting fed for their next meal, they start thinking about basic questions of human dignity. And those also involve questions of voice. Is my voice going to be heard? Can I have any effect over my own destiny? And that's when people begin thinking the kinds of thoughts that lead to democratic movements. It's a pretty widespread feeling.
So having put a lot of thought into this now, James Traub, and writing this book, what do you think an authentic freedom agenda would look like? I mean, you say we must revitalize and rethink the freedom agenda. Reformulate it for us.
The first thing we have to do, I think, is make ourselves a better democracy. A country that talks to the world about democracy, and yet in a crunch, after 9/11, goes back on many of its historic commitments in terms of civil liberties. It has an open debate about whether or not we can torture people and decides that we can. That whole range of issues, we have to do something about that, or we will lose our ability, as we have lost our ability, to have that conversation. I think what we also need to do is find a more modest, less self-righteous way of going about this business, less grandiose speeches about freedom sweeping the world, and a more serious commitment to the work of building up institutions in other countries that are the foundation of democracy.
James Traub is a contributing writer at the New York Times Magazine. He's most recently the author of The Freedom Agenda, Why America Must Spread Democracy, Just Not the Way George Bush Did. James Traub, very good to speak with you. Thanks.
Well, thanks so much.